The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day to all the great fathers out there. Great dads. I know I've missed my dad on a day like this when I don't get to spend it with him anymore because too many miles apart. I will give him a phone call. I will talk to him. We'll talk about the golf. We'll talk about the basketball. It's what you do. It's Father's Day. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
That's what I did on Father's Day. I woke up and I called my father. We're separated by many miles, but we have a championship to talk about. You know, my father was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. Was 10 years old when the Browns won the NFL championship against the Baltimore Colts on December 27th, 1964. Almost 19,000 days ago. It's been a long time, Cleveland. You should enjoy it. You should enjoy all the atmosphere and the game itself, and hopefully we're spending the week celebrating.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about how great LeBron James is if that happens. And in all honesty, we'll be talking about how great he is even if the Cavaliers lose. Guy's unbelievable. He defines the meaning of greatness. He really does.
He has to define it one more time. He doesn't have to, but it'd be really nice for... Yeah, you know, this legacy that everybody likes to talk about.
Absolutely. 3-4 sounds a lot better than 2-5, I got to say it anyways. But Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. Keep it close. A lot going on. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
For many people, summer is the time to just kick back and relax, but it's also a peak season for a very unpopular pest. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stick around and we'll talk about how to get rid of some of those unwelcome guests right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
When the weather starts heating up, fleas start multiplying, and they like to hitch a ride on your pets and make themselves comfortable in your home. To get rid of these pests, follow these few simple tips. First of all, wash all pet bedding, linens, sofa throws, and even bathroom rugs on a regular basis. Treat infested areas with a spray that kills not just the adult fleas, but the eggs as well. Vacuuming is a great way to get rid of the fleas, but be sure to place a flea collar or some broken mothballs in the vacuum bag first. This will kill the fleas once they're trapped in the bag. After the vacuum bag is full, seal it in a plastic bag and dispose of it to keep any escapees from finding their way back inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100% beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All aboard!
Dempsey finds the open man in the box. Wood holding. Plays it back. Jones up there. The header. Goal! Dempsey!
Ozzy to welcome us back with that highlight from the Copa games here with the soccer that's happening. And Dempsey and Jones, those are two names that are very familiar for U.S. soccer fans.
Absolutely. United States soccer has fallen off the map somewhat since 1994 when we played that World Cup on our home soil. I believe that they lost to the Brazilians at the Rose Bowl. Might have been the 4th of July in 94, if I remember it correctly. So soccer making its way back up. I think that the team has been patient with Jurgen Klinsmann, and it's paid off. It was time to move on from Bradley a couple years ago, but they get this coach in. You know, people have been saying he's been on the hot seat for a long time, and it looks like he's finally got something going there.
Yeah, no, the USA soccer team, like we kind of alluded to in the hour previously, you know what? We're closing that gap, and we're able to compete with some of the big dogs in the soccer world, and I think that that's impressive. It's taken a long time. It's kind of like when you think about the Olympics, which are kind of around the corner too, and, you know, you have the basketball in which we used to dominate so greatly, and then all of a sudden we passed it on to the younger guys and said, you know what, let's give them a chance because we're going to beat them anyway. And you know what, they caught up to us in that. So then we're back to the regular guys, or not the regular guys, but the professional guys playing, and we're back to dominating again. So good to see how the U.S. has closed that gap.
Let me ask you something. Uh-huh. Since everything has become about the professional leagues that we have in this country, we don't take the World Baseball Classic or the World Baseball Cup. We don't take that very seriously here. We give it the attention that it's due and nothing more. I'm kind of resigned to the fact the Olympics have fallen off a little bit, that international soccer is probably the only thing that's going to matter to this country over the next 10, 15 years.
You know, the Olympics, what makes them so special, obviously, is they don't happen that often. So when the time comes, I guarantee you the Olympic talk will be huge. You know, the story.
Well, track and field's ruined by all of the tainted medals after the fact. And that makes it tough to come back from. I think we're going to go through that in swimming here over the next couple of years. Michael Phelps, as good and dominant as he's been, has always been has recently anyway, a questionable figure because of what he does outside of the pool.
Well, I was going to just – that was interesting because I was going to go to Michael Phelps. That'll be the story when you really think about how this guy retired, he's come back, you know, and this and that and the other. He's going to go there and he's going to whoop up. I hate to say it, man. That's just who he is. It doesn't matter how old that guy is. He's an unbelievable swimmer. It's something that I did a lot of when I was a kid. You may not – look at me and say, wow, this guy was a good swimmer or anything, but
well, that's exactly what I think when I look at you.
Yeah,
for people that have not seen the pictures of the dwarf man, he looks like he is the hairless Olympic swimmer. Trust me on it. Follow him on at Dwarf on Sports on Twitter, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You look exactly like a swimmer, dwarf man.
But truth be told, look, I did have what they call Olympic potential back in the day, except there's one thing that never happened for me. I didn't grow like a weed like Michael Phelps, and I'm not 6 foot five or whatever tall, when you have that advantage and you move like a shark, it's unbelievable. So his length, his height, his ability to just fly on that water is absolutely incredible to me. And it's another thing where I look at greatness, man. And you know, it's not that I'm a fan of individuals per se, but I'm a fan of what greatness is. And any guy that can dominate the way that Michael Phelps dominates swimming, LeBron James dominates the NBA Finals, the way that Novak Djokovic dominates the tennis court, that's greatness, man. And if people can't appreciate what true greatness is, then you've completely lost your sense of reality. And there is no common sense with you. So the people that hate LeBron James are insane. They hate him for a completely different reason other than the fact that this guy is an unbelievable basketball player. And truth be told, none of these people know who the guy is. So what the heck do they hate is what I'm wondering, Jeff.
I really wonder that myself. I don't know if you caught this Ayesha Curry, Stephen A. Smith
absolutely
tirade where, you know, he told Ayesha Curry, you need to be more like Savannah Brinson James. And, you know, truth be told, Savannah, you know, LeBron James, high school sweetheart, who's now the wife. She stays out of the spotlight. She's beautiful, if not more pretty than Ayesha Curry. I mean, I'm a married man, so I don't go around evaluating things like that. But, you know, I assure you, neither one of those women are, you know, an eyesore to look at.
Look, here's the bottom line, okay, on that whole situation. And I'm kind of glad you brought that up. Because truth be told, I love the fact that Steph Curry's wife is coming to his defense. But then at a certain point,
she crossed the line, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Common sense has to come in, okay? And when your husband makes a lot of money from that same very entity that you are going out and questioning, that's when there's a problem and you have crossed the line. Look, you can have those feelings because a lot of people have those feelings. But a lot of people aren't expressing those feelings in which the manner that she expressed those feelings.
Yeah, I don't really like the white knight from the family members. I think that these guys, you know, like a guy like LeBron, he just goes dark on social media, which is probably a good idea for in season or at least during the postseason. But it's been fun too because Richard Jefferson, the old man of the group there in Cleveland. I don't know if you got to see his letter to Cleveland on the Players Tribune, but it was something else. And he just talks about how I didn't know what Snapchat was, and I just decided to start having fun with the boys and. Yeah, that stuff's kind of cool to see.
It's look, again, I want to go – I think this is an important piece here, to be honest with you, because Steph Curry had all the right in the world to be upset. I got news for you. They were bad calls, Jeff, okay? But they were bad calls both ways. And as Steve Kerr alluded to in his press conference after the game – there were bad calls. However, those bad calls did not determine the outcome of the basketball game. And I agree with him on that as well. Cleveland was the aggressor. Cleveland played better. They deserved to win that game. Were there shady calls by those officials? Absolutely. I 100% think that there were bad calls. Steph Curry did not follow LeBron James late in that ball game with 4 minutes and 22 seconds left. He actually was literally trying to get away from him. LeBron James one time charged right into Steph Curry, and they called a blocking foul. I didn't agree with that one either. The rip on Kyrie Irving, I did not agree with that one either. There were bad calls, but here's the deal. There are bad calls in the course of a game that's 48 minutes.
Really unfortunate. That Kyrie Irving steal, it's really unfortunate because that was a miraculous basketball play. I mean, he reached across his entire body without making contact and swiped the ball. I agree with you on that, and you know, I don't know if the result changes. I might agree with Steve.
No, I don't think it changes the outcome, but I think it changes how a guy goes about it. And here's what I said to my buddy. He says, look, you know what? He shouldn't put himself in that position, this or that and the other. And I agree. You know what? When you do have four or five fouls, it's not the time to go after the guy and get yourself in a bad position where you force the official to make a call. But what I will say is this, and again, I don't think think it would have changed the outcome of the game. I think Cleveland was winning no matter what. It was game six. They lost that game, like you said earlier, last year, game six at home. They weren't losing game six at home this year. But I think it changes the flow of the game. That's what I think. And I think that there were several times where momentum could have switched, but it didn't because fouls were called that were unwarranted. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, our NBA insider, Shane Keening, who we'll have up after this next break, you know, said it best. I think it was game six or seven where Draymond Green had to play with five fouls most of the fourth quarter, and he managed not to foul out in that game. And, you know, I asked Shane about it, and he said, you know, when you have four or five fouls, you stop playing defense with your hands and start playing with your feet. Well, Steph Curry doesn't change the game. He just wasn't used to being in foul trouble. And, you know, he did some, you know, he played aggressive basketball because you're not supposed to stop playing when you're in foul trouble. You're just supposed to stop fouling. And it was a little bit unfair that he got thrown out. But, you know, my rooting interests don't allow me to be too upset with that result.
Look, 10 years ago, Udonis Haslam got tossed out of a game for doing something very similar to what Steph Curry did. We know that's not the case with him, but you know what? That's unsportsmanlike. That's not showing good sportsmanship. And to me, that's what that's more about than a guy hurting somebody, but that could get pretty dicey too. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get back into this. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Curry. Well, he looks spry. Curry got pump faked a three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry. Got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Overtime. He has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide. Open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. That was Steph Curry doing his thing. Some good, some bad. We know about Steph. He got tossed. Was very frustrated. Lots of bad calls. Does that play into things in Game 7? Does it carry over? I don't think so. If it carries over, it carries over in a positive way. I mean, the guy is pretty unbelievable.
It might be the low point. You know, Steph Curry tossing his mouth guard, hitting a fan unintentionally. He apologized immediately. It was all good. Gets teed up and thrown out after he fouls out. And, you know, the game, I don't know that it was over, but it was close enough to over. But when you consider, you know, legacies, it's what we like to talk about. When you consider the bottom point of LeBron James' legacy, ended in Cleveland or the decision itself.
I was going to say, if that's the worst thing about LeBron James, him leaving and the way – look, I think people just really didn't like the way that he was making a show of taking his talents to South Beach and this and that. But you know what?
He's matured. Well, there was drama over those last couple of years. From the time that he donned the Yankee cap at the division series game between the Indians and the Yankees at Cleveland Stadium, everybody said that he was leaving and that he was going to the Knicks. And that drama followed us from October of 2007 until July 8th, 2010. So it wasn't just the way that he did it. It's the way that he handled the whole thing the last couple of years that he was in Cleveland with the Cavaliers the first time around.
Maturity, man. That's all I can say. And
of course, you know, we all grow up.
Yeah, and you're now seeing a much more mature LeBron James. And I think that that goes with a lot of what we've talked about in this whole conversation, whether it's about his wife, knowing how to go out there and not make a spectacle of herself, the fact that he went back to Cleveland obviously is huge. You know what? If they don't get it done, the thought of him leaving once again, I don't think it happens. But the rumors are out there. We all know about it. But that at this point means nothing.
Well, there was something to touch on that real quick.
Yeah.
There was something I read by Terry Pluto, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, about, you know, LeBron signing these one-on-one contracts to capitalize on the TV money that's a couple of years away. And, you know, it wasn't just about winning a championship for Cleveland. His foundation's there. I think that he sent 4,100 kids to the University of Akron on scholarships through his foundation. So, he says that he can run it from afar, but it's so much easier and it means so much more to these kids when he can be there to shake their hand and congratulate them on going to college and eventually graduating.
No, I mean, that's huge, and that's definitely a great way for him to give back. And you know what? A place that meant so much to him, I find that to be something that's really cool. I do. So I have no problem with that. I would have no problem with the guy leaving again, to be honest with you. Look, it's his life. He can live it the way that he wants to live it. And it's all of our jobs to criticize and judge every move that all these guys make. So,
have we ever seen a superstar win in his hometown, for his hometown. I imagine some of the old New York ball players, but I can't really think of anything offhand where a guy, you know, and nobody means as much to their community as Akron, you know, his relationship with LeBron James. But I'm just wondering if anybody's ever really come home and then raised that trophy in their hometown.
That's a great question. I mean, I'm sure it's been done, but I'm sure we can count it on one hand. But look, again, man, it's just a unbelievable situation. Down 1-3. You're playing game 7 at Oracle on Father's Day. You're kind of like you have the golf going on all day long. You know, it's kind of like the prelude to what's to come with what could be maybe the highest rated NBA finals, or in general, the highest rated NBA game probably of all time when you think about it.
What do you say to the notion that the first 6 games haven't yielded a good game, and we're looking at a game 7 that could potentially – and they all have been double-digit games. I think we get a single-digit game in game 7, but I don't know. You know, I'm reading the comments of one of our mutual friends who was in radio in Phoenix for a long time. Now he just seems to rant on Facebook about how there hasn't been a good game in this series. And I think that there have been several that have, you know, game 4 where Golden State pulled away late. I think that Cleveland had to go wire to wire in game 6 to force a game 7. So I kind of argue against that. What are your thoughts on the quality of competition in this series so far?
Well, we'll throw out his first name. We won't throw out his last name. But look, Bruce is nuts. We both know that. Bottom line is he says things a lot of times to get rises out of people, whether it's politically or whether it's about what's going on in the sports world. I've had the opportunity to do television with him, and you know, we're talking about Barry Bonds, and you know, the when the PEDs thing was going on for him back in the day, and it was almost like. He knew who Barry Bonds was without really knowing who Barry Bonds was, if that makes any sense. And I don't respect people that talk about other people when they don't have an opportunity to talk back to them. Because I'll guarantee you he would not have been saying the things he was saying about one Barry Bonds if Barry Bonds is standing right in front of him. And if he did, Barry Bonds probably would have snapped him in two. But that's beside the point. On this particular case of what you're talking about, have the games been close? No. Have the games been compelling? Yes, because I've watched LeBron James go out there and dominate and be a man among boys in just about every single game, and I've seen him pretty much dominate every category there is to dominate on a basketball floor. To me, that's exciting. Are the games nail biters? No, absolutely not. Are we due? Should we get one of those? I would hope so. Look, I mean, it's game 7. The spread, I believe, I'm not really that interested in this stuff, but I did notice the first couple, 3 times when the game was in Oracle that they were a 7.5, 8-point favorite maybe. But now this game 7, a little tighter, the number's somewhere around 5. Does that have something to do with the fact that LeBron James is playing in this game and it's his opportunity to really seize the moment? I think so. Does this have the potential to get out of control for one of these teams? I think so as well. I really have no idea what to expect, Jeff. And I think that that's what makes this game so appealing to me in the first place.
How close are we getting to, and things happen quicker in the modern day, how close are we getting to the fire between Golden State and Cleveland becoming that of Boston and the Lakers in the 80s?
Look, like I've said before, the hate for one another is genuine. Stephen Curry does not like LeBron James. LeBron James does not like Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. Draymond
and the fans in Cleveland, you know, a favorite for over a decade, and Anderson Varejao, one flop, and the entire Cleveland fan base said, "Good riddance to Anderson Varejao." So, well, I mean, there's some fire there.
Well, and you know what? You know, there's, look, I'm going to reveal what I wanted to reveal for you when we start the next segment, because we'll have Shane to talk about it, obviously to continue talking about the NBA and the finals and what's going on with the finals. But I will reveal what I'm going to say about Game 7 on the other side when we bring Shane Kane again. But truth be told, I'm expecting an unbelievable effort from everybody. Kyrie has to play fantastic. LeBron has to play, obviously, fantastic. Somebody else may need to step up for them. Draymond's going to play well. Steph's going to play well. Klay Thompson's going to play well. Do their role players step up for them the way that they have in previous games at home? That's the real question. There's so many questions. On the other side, I'm going to reveal something, though, about what I think happens in Game 7, or at least what I'm hoping will happen in Game 7. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
A foul on Curry, and Curry's going to get it with a technical. He throws his mouthpiece after fouling out of the game.
And it hit a fan, Mike.
Steph Curry apologizes to the fan, but lost his temper. First time he's fouled out since December 2013.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. That was Steph Curry. Losing it, man. Absolutely losing it in Game 6. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're going to hook up with Shane Koenig in just a moment, but truth be told, man, you can go one way or another with that one, and you can say that he lost it. You can say that there's no way he's going to get it back, or you can say he lost it because it was deservingly so that he lost it, and like a true professional and MVP, he's going to respond. Speaking of responding, let's bring back on with us once again Shane Koenig. Shane, good morning, man. Happy Father's Day to you, if you are a father, by the way.
I am, and thank you so much. Yeah, how about the golden boy, the calm, the skinny, the antithesis of all other players, like, makes one of the best shooters in the league that has the right to do the most smack talking, and he just loses it. Completely uncharacteristic.
Although, I will say, three of the six fouls were absolutely terrible, especially the one where he did get tossed. He's trying to avoid LeBron James, first and foremost. I think we all can see that from the view of what we all saw from that game. Also, he rips Kyrie Irving clean, and we all saw that. I can understand, though, during the game, as that's happening, maybe the official could think that he bumps him or something. But in slow motion, it was clear, it was obvious that he made a clean pick and probably would have been going the other way for a deuce. And then the charge against LeBron James, I also felt was a bad call. So three of the six fouls were not fouls on Steph Curry. He has a legitimate gripe, but being a professional, being the MVP, you cannot show poor sportsmanship in the manner in which Steph Curry did. Yes or no?
I totally agree. And keep in mind, LeBron James and I don't know about the team, but LeBron James led team, and LeBron James as a player is one of the more intelligent, if not the most intelligent players in the game from the time that he took Larry Hughes and Boogie Gibson to the NBA Finals to the Big Three, taking them to the Finals and winning two of them, to taking this team with a head coach switch to the Finals. So once he starts to see that frustration, he's going to talk to his team and in the actions of himself to target that frustration and make it worse. So once you start showing that, it's over. Like he's gonna come after it, just like Steph would if he was on the other end and saw that someone was getting frustrated with a high screen and roll. He's gonna go after that every single time.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, 10 years ago, Udonis Haslam got suspended for doing something very similar. I think he hit an official. This hit a fan. Those fans are the ones that pay Steph Curry, LeBron James, and everybody else's salary. So in a weird way, you could almost say that he was throwing this mouthpiece, and whatever, it was by accident, I understand that. But you could almost say that he was throwing it and he hit his boss in the face.
Basically, I mean, yeah, it's you're talking the full disrespect of the whole reason that Steph Curry is who he is one, he puts in the time and effort, but he's so appealing to the everyday fan. The everyday person that sees the true athleticism in the NBA, the guy that's 6'9" and can run up and down the court, 7-footers like Dirk Nowitzki that can shoot, the quickness and speed and agility of a Kyrie Irving. And you see Steph Curry, and he does two things fundamentally that you could practice in the gym, dribbling and shooting. So when you have those two things and he's able to really do those at a high level, the everyday fan loves it. So throwing a mouthpiece and hitting somebody, although it may not be the everyday fan because the seats cost thousands of dollars, it's yeah. Basically saying, hey, you guys have shown me the ultimate respect, making me the most popular player. I'm kind of throwing my mouthpiece at that idea.
How much does this help in a weird way LeBron James because there's so many haters out there that dislike LeBron for whatever reason it is, whether it's, you know, leaving Cleveland, the manner in which he left Cleveland, whatever. People need to get over all that stuff because it's his life and he can live it the way he wants to live it. But truth be told, I'm going to reveal something right now that I really haven't wanted to, but I think it's time. Truth be told, I thought that Cleveland would win in six. I thought that if Golden State wins, they would win in seven. I still feel that way, but I'll tell you what. I want LeBron James to win. There is something that's happened over the last few games that has made me see and made me realize that when I was a young kid and I was watching Michael Jordan beat my Milwaukee Bucks time in and time again, I had some weird hate toward Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, and it was hard for me to appreciate that greatness. I am watching LeBron James, and I am a pure fan of the game, but I am also a fan of greatness. And this guy ultimately defines what I think greatness is. He dominates the basketball floor in basically every single category. I have found that I have really liked watching LeBron struggle. He gets to finals, he loses them. But he never quits. There's something really special about what we're watching from LeBron James. And I think it's one of those things where we don't appreciate his true greatness until maybe he's no longer doing that for us. But I'm finding a way to actually watch this and appreciate it as it's happening before my own eyes, unfolding. Does that make sense what I'm saying to you, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talk about it in other sports, and we can kind of look back. There was a ton of, I don't want to say hatred, but almost making fun of the Buffalo Bills for the four times they get to the Super Bowl and lose, but they're, to get to the Super Bowl four times is great. And LeBron James getting to six straight NBA Finals, winning two of them, and looking at some of those teams that he takes to the NBA Finals, Miami has talent, but there were times in Cleveland when he would take teams to the Finals that, I mean, he leads a team, and they get the first pick in the draft because they're terrible. So there's always been that greatness there. I do think it's very interesting going from the idea of everybody in the league is striving towards that team game, that Spurs ball movement offense, and then they see, you know, LeBron wants to get another big three together to try to keep that same ball movement that they had in Miami. They get a new coach that wants to get the ball moving up the floor, and what's winning for them is isolation to the best player in the NBA.
Pretty crazy. Jeff, go ahead.
How much better do the Cavaliers get to run their offense when you have a damaged Iguodala at best and no Andrew Bogut on the floor? I mean, no disrespect to Festus Ezeli and Anderson Varejao, you know, and the role that Draymond Green has to play, but how much more freely does Cleveland get to operate their offense because of the walking wounded from Golden State?
Well, and I think you can also include in there, Jeff, like you said earlier, it's kind of a role reversal. You know, last year Cleveland was the banged up team. This year it's Golden State.
Well, you know, you're also in a situation where Sean Livingston dominated game one by hitting jumpers from the elbow, and either those shots haven't been available to him or he hasn't been making them.
Shane?
Yeah, those are all the geek. We talked about it in this playoffs all around about how crazy the shifts have been from Toronto giving Miami some good run to down 3-1, Golden State comes back against the Thunder. How the Thunder lose big, win big, lose win, lose big, win big, to San Antonio losing or beating the Thunder and then losing everything. It's been so interesting how Golden State had gone from the ultimate team because of, like you said, Livingston and those guys coming off the bench and just putting it to him. And we said, you know, well, if this is the way it's going to happen and this team is playing this way, they're going to win. And then we talked about how Cleveland could either switch up their defense or keep it the same, and they kept it the same, and they changed some things on offense. But now Golden State's two best defensive players are either out or dinged up.
Yeah.
And Harrison Barnes has not stepped up at all. I think that we will see a better Draymond Green simply because of the fact that now if he gets a technical or someone flops and wants something from him, that it will he can't get suspended for the next game. This is it, you know.
Hey, Shane, so this is something that Jeff and I talked about earlier. How much do you want your spouse or your significant other getting involved with what you do as a basketball player? We all saw Steph's wife get involved, and obviously we saw what took place from that. But
well, she suggested that the game was rigged.
Right, right. But
the NBA can't
like
that.
But here's the deal. My point is this. How much do you want your significant other to speak for you or speak at all in general when you're talking about professional sports?
I would say that there's this fine line where you're talking about, you know, there's any spouse at any point could say, I feel like this is unfair. You know, my husband is trying hard and it feels like he's not getting what he deserves. That's one thing. But when you're talking about, like, other people at their work or the organization and singling out organizational behaviors, that's another. Like, I would never want my wife to be like, Comcast is screwing my husband, and they're doing this, this, and this, and this manager or his manager has it out for him and, like, spreading that word. So it's one thing, and we've talked about this in the past with, like, Giselle. Well, my husband can't catch the ball as well. Well, you're isolating somebody that has been to all the practices and all of the games and all of the times that Tom Brady has thrown the ball to him. These guys have been there too, and you're calling them out to everybody. And now to say that this organization is rigged because they want another game and another $30 million when the golden boy and the unanimous MVP is your husband seems a little out of whack. And if anybody said it, it would seem a little out of whack, let alone the wife of the best player on Golden State.
Yeah, I'd like to classify like this. He's the regular season MVP, but LeBron James is the NBA Finals MVP. Any way he doesn't win that award, and who do you think wins Game 7?
If Golden State wins Game 7, it'll be tough for them to pull, you know, the vote for the MVP on the opposite of the losing team because it seems like there would just be too much pressure to do that. I would say that if Draymond Green has a big game and knowing that he was out one game and they lost and then he was tentative in another game and they lost and he comes out and plays the way that we know he can play and they win, I think Draymond Green could win the MVP. I think if Klay Thompson has a really good game, he's carried that team and kept them in games. When Steph Curry was out throughout any series, he was the person that stepped up. I think he has a chance to win it, but I think LeBron James can win it either way, but if Cleveland wins, he's obviously the MVP. I actually am going to finally listen to what the playoffs have told us and go the total opposite of what I originally expect, and I think Cleveland will win it in 7.
I love it, man. I picked Golden State to win it in 7, but I want LeBron and the Cavs to do it, man. That's where I'm at with this.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Shane. That's awesome stuff as always, and next week, we'll be able to talk about who won the NBA Finals.
I've been doing my international player research, so.
Good stuff. We'll definitely be talking draft for sure. Good stuff, man. Hey, Shane, appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA insider. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
He
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Everybody, final segment of today's program here on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us just now and doing a great job as he always does. You know, Jeff, before we get to our parting shots, real quickly, we didn't talk much about the US Open Golf Tournament, which obviously is a something that happens on Father's Day all the time or Father's Day weekend. But I really think the truth is we didn't talk about it much because the names atop that leaderboard are not the usual suspects. And in all honesty, I'm okay with that. Guys like Lowry, guys like Dustin Johnson, a newbie, Landry, Westwood. I like seeing the variety of names, to be honest with you.
I also like Jason Day making a late charge, but eight strokes off the lead going into play on Sunday. It's going to be tough. We'll see how Landry hangs in there, though.
All right. Parting shot real quickly, brother.
Parting shot. It's the day of the championship. First time Cleveland's had an opportunity to win play a game and win a championship if they win that game since 1997. Really looking forward to it. Really looking for a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Look, man, my parting shot is to LeBron James. Let's wipe off some of the hate that everybody has for you. Let's go out there, let's shock the world in Oracle, and let's get it done on the road, man. It'd be awesome. Anyways, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We're out of here. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dorf. Till next time.